Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. You have called me to this passage, and I'll
not to hang up.
Okay. We live, then I've been sitting on a cut. We had, okay. $20. We live.
Okay. Everybody's back?
Nope.
I'm here. Dr. Lolly's here.
Oh,
okay.
I'm
welcome.
Here.
How are you doing, Dr. Lolly?
Hey.
Okay, everybody. Welcome tonight to our show, Blog Talk Radio. Our introduction came first this time, and it was beautiful. We'd like to thank Nathan for hosting the show and putting this on every week for us, and Dr. Lolly for being there, and our guests from Canada and the United States, and wherever you may be from, we welcome you to the show tonight. And we have an awesome show lined up, I'm quite sure. I enjoyed the email that Dr. Lolly sent out today. I watched the videos on nevis.com, and they were very educational. And if we get those emails, we need to look at those things and inform ourselves about what's going on with EMF radiation. Dr. Lolly, are you there?
I'm here, Ida. And again, I want to thank everybody for interrupting their evening at a time when our nation has been shaken. The events in Dallas and Minnesota and Baton Rouge, Louisiana that have occurred in the last week have just been horrific. And as I watched the funeral of the five fallen police officers in Dallas today, the president speaking and the chief of police, my heart began to reflect upon the many, many conversations that we've had on this show over the past year. I would like to ask those who are listening to mute your phone, please. We had a lot of background noise. If you could mute your phone, I'd appreciate it. And for those of you joining us for the first time, we apologize for our technical difficulties. Whenever you come on to the show and you hear the music playing, that means we're live. And when you start talking, everybody can hear you. And so if you come on and you hear the music, know to just wait. And if you'll give us a couple of minutes, somebody will begin to speak. I want to just give a shout out to Nathan.
I think we lost Dr. Lolly.
Excuse me, you can't hear me?
I hear you now, Doc.
Okay, I'm sorry. I want, again, Nathan on the spot is the host of the show, the sponsor of the show. It is his love and it's his concern that is expressed and lifts my voice up to the nation and to the world. This broadcast is now is always recorded, and people can go into the archive of Nathan on the Spot at Blog Talk Radio and copy the link and send it out to your friends. But this is what we're talking about. Our nation is shaken. We have violence in the land. We have hatred. Families are on edge. People live in anger. People are living with just no energy at all. Families are in crises. And we have to stop and ask this vital question. Is our environment igniting the rage, the hatred, the wrath, the discord that we see and that we're hearing? Is this violence in our street? Chicago has had something crazy like 2,000 either people wounded from gunfire or 2,000 people killed. I was trying to listen to what Hillary Clinton was saying. She was talking about Chicago at one of her press conferences this week. And actually, all the candidates for president are talking about the massive killings that have been in Chicago in this last year. One of the things that's really extraordinary about Chicago is that the grid that controls submarines all around the world, U.S. submarines, the wireless satellite infrastructure for monitoring those submarines, to my understanding. This came to me from someone from the Navy, is in the Chicago area. There are a lot of people, probably the biggest market, the largest market of people that wear the nanobioharmonizer flat battery that use them on their electronics. And actually, you know, they were among the first community that started wearing them for health, putting them in their shoes and putting them, you know, under their pillow. And a lot of the information that I got about diversified application of them came out of one of the most respected and regarded geophysicists, Barbara Fleming, who lived in Oak Park, who was in a congregation up there where 40 women had developed breast cancer. And she contacted me one night. My phone rang, and she said, Dr. Lolly, I have triple gram-negative breast cancer. That's where the breast begins to deteriorate, and it's almost as if something is eating the breast off of your body. It's one of the most horrific types of breast cancer that you can imagine. And she was telling me she had been on this journey. She was deeply concerned about the environmental factors that could be influencing her health. And she felt very strongly that it was coming from her home and the community that she lived in. And she
was not just looking for a solution for herself. She wasn't just trying to find answers for herself. But she said, there's 40 women in my parish. Can you help me? And I said, I'll try my best. I said, you know, she said, I've been to Germany. I've taken this training with this world-renowned geophysicist, but his methodology doesn't seem to be working. I'm not getting the results that I need to sustain my health. And so I said, well, you know, come down. I've got a class next weekend. She came down into Ohio at the time where we were located and took the training and began to document and archive the electromagnetic interference that was in the homes in her community. And it was astounding to see that she had homes over 2,000, and the homes, most of the homes averaged between 600 and 700. And it's a scientific fact that when you have sustained exposure to electromagnetic radiation levels that are over 50 BMUs of radiation, or 50 hertz of radiation, or 50 gram setter units of radiation, or 0.42 milligauss, depending upon what instrument you're using to measure. When the numbers are higher than that, it science documents that it can cause injury to formed elements of the blood, to your DNA structures of tissue. And new research is now developing that sustained exposure to Wi-Fi and wireless entities from electromagnetic radiation can cause sustained elements of rage and hostility. And that's why in Europe, throughout France and Germany and England, the authorities and the officials that govern schools have made a decision to take the Wi-Fi out of every school in most communities, especially out of the kindergartens and out of the elementary schools and out of the middle schools. There's still some high schools that have Wi-Fi entities. And they minimize the exposure of those youth. And so one of the big questions that America has to ask is, how or is the environment a factor? Is the fact that we've gotten unfiltered cell phone antennas, power transformers, and cell phone towers? Because telecommunications and Wi-Fi is not my area of expertise. But I have had extensive conversations with people in the industry that designed the cable satellite dish industry. And, in fact, I got called to evaluate this house in Chicago where the cable had created a fire, and it birthed a whole industry up there of having people to have their cable box checked, because if it was not properly grounded, it could leak the high EMF interference and actually ignite a fire. And there were like two fires in the Oak Park area. And I got a chance to talk to this telecommunications specialist who was a consultant for how wiring should be done for cable. And he said to me something that was so profound. He said that people need to always document when you have a satellite dish installed or you have cable installed or Wi-Fi units installed, you begin to note the behavior of people in your house. Because if people start getting angry with sustained aggression, if they start getting short-tempered and they're stuck in a growl all the time, it could be that that facility, that device is leaking electromagnetic frequency radiation, and you're impacting the brain theta wave. That's T-H-E-T-A, the brain theta wave. And I want you to write that down because we have to step this up a notch. We can't just be talking about what Dr. A said on the radio show. We have to get on Google, and you're going to have to, we have to archive. What is Google saying? What does Google archive about the brain theta wave and Wi-Fi? I want everybody looking that up this week. What does Google, I'm going to give you another brain wave I want you to look up. What does Google say about electromagnetic field radiation and the alpha wave of the brain? Now, what's the theta wave? The theta wave helps you to manage and control your emotions. When you have people that are stuck in anger all the time, they have a lot of anxiety, they have a lot of paranoid behavior, it's because their theta wave, they have sustained depression. They are at risk for having lost a lot of energy in the brain theta wave. Now, how can you measure that? You can find a practitioner that has a machine called a PSE. It's a Reba machine, R-E-B-A, and that machine quantifies the psychosomatic energetics of brain waves. Dr. Ulrike Bannis, I talk about her frequently on this show, out of Switzerland. She has a clinic in Toronto, Canada. She is one of the developers of this protocol and this instrument that monitors theta wave energy, because we've known a long time that electromagnetic fields and geopathic stress, areas where there's a lot of convergence of electromagnetic fields, can lower the energy of the brain theta wave. And now, as the research is advancing, they're equating that low energy level to sustained depression. In fact, manic behavior like bipolar depression. And so when you hear people talk about depression, you should be thinking, wow, I wonder if they got a low brain theta wave. Because putting your head within 3 feet of a wall and sleeping with your head on the wall can make you have a low theta wave. It can take out the energy of your theta wave. When you find people that are happy, the assumption is that they have the capacity for high energy in their brain theta wave. When you can balance your emotions and your life, when you can have frustration, but you can process through that so that it doesn't take your joy and put you in the bed for 24 hours or 48 hours, it's because you have the ability to balance the brain theta wave. Now, where are you pulling that strength from? You're pulling that ability from your alpha wave. That's what you learn with. The alpha wave of the brain is for cognitive processing. That's how you learn your ABCs. That's how you learn your 1, 2, 3s. You learn to count. You learn to read. You learn to have relationships. What you navigate life with is your alpha wave. Now, I want you to look up EMF and the theta wave and the alpha wave, because there are thousands of articles on the internet talks about the fact that sustained exposure to high levels of electromagnetic radiation can decrease energy in the alpha wave. And so it's interesting to see, as all this research is evolving, when people are suicidal and they say, I don't want life anymore, they're seeing that they have low energy in the brain theta wave and they have low energy in the brain alpha wave. Because when you get depressed and you're sad, the brain shifts to the alpha wave for a recommendation. Help me get out of this low area. Help me find a way. The alpha wave is like the GPS. You know, you get down in the valley someplace, you get lost on the backside of a highway. Most people are going to flip out the GPS, or if you got a Chevy car, you can push the button and call OnStar and tell them to find you and get you out of there. That's what the alpha wave does. It helps you to locate, it helps your brain to locate solutions to help you to navigate out of depressed situations and situations that are frustrating. If your alpha wave is low, you don't have the energy to navigate up out of that depression. And people who are suicidal, the research documents that they constantly complain of having low energy and they don't know what to do. They feel listless, lifeless, clueless. They don't know what to do. Their emotions overwhelm them. They can't find the strategy out of that emotional storm. So all they want to do is to end their life. And that is why in Europe there's this massive campaign to get the Wi-Fi out of daycares and schools, to put bioharmonics in, to their homes, workplaces, schools, farms, because it is well documented in the literature that electromagnetic radiation can really affect the quality. And so it makes you wonder, what happened to this young man, getting back to the Dallas scene? What happened to him in Afghanistan? Was he around? What flipped the switch? Because blue lives matter, white lives matter, black lives matter, yellow lives matter, red lives matter, brown, I don't care what you are. If you are ET from outer space and you're breathing, your life matters. And my hope is that through this radio program, we can find a strategy for living, loving, and respecting people. Because I'm probably one of the most misunderstood people out here with this voice on environmental health. People say, oh, the scientific background is unfounded, yet is well documented in literature about EMF creating injury. In fact, we had the medical doctor on talking about shock treatment and how all the symptoms of getting a skin rash, short-term memory, having all of these heart failure and all this demise of the health because they use electric current. High EMF, electromagnetic field radiation, to induce a shock treatment to stop people from they induce seizures to try to reprogram people not to have seizures. It's the craziest thing, but they've been doing it for years. And so that brings us to this hour. What are we going to do about it? The opportunity for here is, yes, life matters. So where is our strategy for living to diffuse this rage? We have to look at the entire spectrum, not only what's on the outside, but what's on the inside. You hear all these specialists talking about mental health and mental illness. That's an intrinsic factor. But I bring to the equation the extrinsic factors, because history, you know, the prophet Jeremiah said this, sometimes you got to go back to the old pathways. So if we were to pull up a chair and get a cup of tea for Albert Einstein and ask him about the extrinsic factors, he would go to a blackboard, or he may ask us for a piece of paper, or he may go to his tablet, and he would write this equation, E equals MC squared. We can work that equation a little bit because the E stands for energy. M, like Mary, stands for atomic mass. C squared stands for light, which represents a God, represents God. He said you got to have God in everything. If you're going to have energy, God has got to be a part of that. If we expand that equation to an algebraic equation, we took the intrinsic factor and said, okay, E equals, and we put in parentheses, we'd have to evaluate if we increase the energy, we're going to increase the atomic mass. So we could almost add another equation to that and say I plus for intrinsic factor. If we have increase in energy, we got increase, something inside is increasing in energy. If we have increase in energy, we could also have something on the outside increasing in energy. A good example of that is a sunny day. If the sun comes out bright and shiny, people get increased energy because it brings forth happiness. It stimulates detoxing. It stimulates health. But if it's a rainy day, if it's a cold day, people feel a doom, like a heaviness. It decreases their energy. And so I'm saying all that to say we got to look at what's going on the outside. Do we need to put filters on these cable systems, satellite dishes, power transformers? Because to my knowledge, the telecommunications specialist said they're unfiltered. That's why if you get cable TV, if you get a satellite installed in your house and people start going crazy, that connection could be leaking EMF radiation high enough to make you go crazy. So we got to be able to look at these things. And so my heart is heavy tonight for Texas. My heart is heavy for Louisiana. My heart is heavy for Minnesota. Because if we ask the police officer, if we go down to the police station and we ask the police officer, how many wireless devices do you have on? They may be wearing two or three, and then their squad car has so many that is just amazing. The Cleveland Clinic is talking about how much exposure to electromagnetic radiation our police officers are having, especially in their pelvic girdle, to the point where they have decreased sperm count. We had an incident in a small farming community where a young man, 38 years old, got out of his police cruiser and dropped dead. He had a wireless mic on his left shoulder. He had a walkie-talkie around his waist. He had a cell phone on the other hip. He had been in a police cruiser in front of a laptop instrument. There was at least two or three wireless Wi-Fi devices in his police cruiser, and he stood up and had a massive cardiac arrest. Is all of this EMF that they're required to wear in these devices, could it be taking energy out of their theta wave and their alpha wave to the point that they're impulsive? They see so much on TV, they're hearing so much, they just get in a situation they don't want to die, so they shoot to kill without even discerning the situation or evaluating the situation. You know, they just seen a black man, they want to kill him. What's going on with all of this violence and just wanting to be happy and kill people? What is fueling all this hatred? When if we deal with the honest truth, we are all made by God. None of us have the capacity to birth life in anybody. I don't care if you conceived a child. I've been a registered nurse almost 40 years. In my 40 years, I've been in the attendance of thousands of babies being born. There were some shifts that I had at Greater Memorial Hospital in Atlanta, Georgia. There was 41 babies born in 8 hours one time. It was almost like, wow, what happened 9 months ago? Was there a storm or something? We had 41 babies born in 8 hours. And at the point of birth, that baby descends from the birth canal like a rubber ducky. When that head crowns from the womb, and the doctor takes the syringe or the aspirator and cleans out the nose and the mouth, this is what always got me. This moment kept me in suspense. Because here this baby, his life was like a rubber ducky, but when the shoulders are rotated out of the womb, it compresses the chest of that baby. It squeezes it in. And when that baby's body flips up out of the vaginal orifice and the chest cavity expands, air comes in that baby. And for the first hour of its life, it has the strength and the reflexes as if it is 1 year old. And I used to say, what a miracle to be able to see the awesome work of God. A child that is listless and lifeless gets one breath, a free breath, an anointed breath, a breath of grace, a breath of grace, a breath of mercy from the Most High Majestic God. And that child became a living life put in the earth for one purpose, to do good. To do good. From the time I was a little girl, from the time I was 5 years old, my father told me I should be a nurse. He bought me all kind of Nancy Nurse books and little medical bags and outfits. And he put being a nurse in me. He said, I'm going to be your first patient. And I used to take care of him as if he was a patient. That was our playtime. He was the patient. I was the nurse. And when I think about that grace to be an emissary of mercy, when I think about the anointing that God put on my life, when I was conceived in my mother's womb, the miracle of my own life, and nursing, if y'all don't want me to be president of the United States, I'd mess up the run between Hillary and Donald Trump, because my platform would be everybody's going to be a nurse, and nobody's going to be allowed to marry till they're 40. I would have a platform that would have, that would direct living, because nursing has taught me a level of being merciful, maintaining people's dignity, maintaining people's privacy, and looking at patients at the opportunity to serve them in incredible moments of sickness and illness with the grace and mercy of God. I can't tell you how many hours that I spent praying for patients who were on operating tables and unstable in the brink of death. And I've had to rebuke death right in the operating room. I said, there's not going to be no dying up here on my shift. Spirit of death, get out of here. I call on the love of God to stabilize this patient in the name of Lord Jesus. I never lost a patient in the operating room. That's why when them docs knew they had a problem, they were like, where's Rhoda at? Please tell her to get in here. I was the youngest clinical supervisor in the history of Greater Memorial Hospital in Atlanta, Georgia, because of my faith, because I'm an anointed to be a nurse, because I only wanted to be mercy to people that were suffering and sick. And I say all that to say, everybody listening in tonight –
was created by the Most High God. One day you were formed in your mother's womb. And this is what really blows me away. That when your mother was in her mother's womb, God put 4 million eggs in her. 4 million eggs. You know, the Bible declares that many are called, but few are chosen. I decree and declare before you that if you are in the earth walking and talking, it's because you are called. You are called to do a goodness, and you are called to be so merciful, and you are called to be full of so much love that the very call of your name calls is like the sun shining, brings people joy and happiness. The very task of what you do resurrects life and hope in people. Everybody listening under the sound of my voice on this radio show tonight is called of God to do something extraordinary. I'm anointed to be an environmental health nurse. People ask me, this very day, I've had 3 people say, how in the world did you develop this bioharmonic technology? Because over the weekend, we had the opportunity to test the new solar nanos. The new solar system is the very smallest one that we have. It's only 1 inch by 0.5 inch. And we were blown away. We were in a 7,000 square foot house. This works off of the energy. When you frame up your house and make 4 walls, you make an energy within this wall. You make an energy in that space. And I'm so amazed at the power of glass. I thought the electrical system was the most powerful system in the house to bioharmonize. I learned, and I have learned, it is not. The glass that you have in your home conducts electromagnetic frequencies. And its ability to project and communicate to other glass systems in your house are phenomenal. In this big house, we put 1 solar nano on the north, on the window on the north wall, which had to be about maybe 40 to 45 feet. Every window on the north wall became bioharmonized. What do I mean by that? You could touch the glass and hold your strength and remain balanced. Before we put the nano on there, when we had the people touch the glass, they lost energy to the muscle and they lost energy to the nerve using two-finger, the patented two-finger Bedort testing, and muscle response testing. The other miracle was how it will energize the house to the east. So when we tested the energy on the east wall, I'm sorry, to the west, when we tested the energy on the east wall, on the west wall, it was already balanced and it didn't even have a nano on it. So then we tested the energy to the south wall, and it didn't have any energy, so we put a solar nano on the window on the south wall. And we went back, and the entire house, north, east, south, and west, all the windows were balanced off of 2 nanos in this house. 2.5-inch by 1-inch nanos in this big monstrosity house with palladium windows. I was totally blown away. And it was almost as if happiness came in this house. You could feel the energy of the sun that makes you happy. There was like a happiness that came in this house. It created an energy wave that started moving the air from the windows. I was like, what? I was created to do good. I was anointed to do good. This gift didn't come from me. It came from the Most High God. Proverbs chapter 8, everybody read it. It says God will give you a witty invention. What are you called to invent on this line tonight? Because the need is great. People are killing our police, the people, the angels of God, that say, I will risk my life every day to be a peace officer and keep the peace of God in the community so people can have civil living. What if we didn't have no police? Where would we be? Somebody's got to be concerned with how much EMF they're being exposed to. Is their murderous trigger because they're having this impulse behavior, because their theta wave is low, their alpha wave is low, and they can't reason, do they shoot or not? So they operate on impulse. That's what can happen when you have a low theta and alpha wave. That's why we have so much teen pregnancy. Our kids are being impulsed. Do you know there's a whole culture now? There's a whole industry now called emotional economy. Your impulse, the ability to impulse, is valuable. And we got to worry about, we need to be concerned about, are our police being exposed to too much EMF radiation? I was in a hotel about 7 months ago, and I came out late, like maybe 2 o'clock in the morning, to go down to the vending machine. When I came out, my money got stuck in the vending machine. Just so happened, the police officer was walking around checking security, the night security. The night security was also a city police officer in this hotel. It was in the inner city. So I got to talking to him, and he said, you know, what are you doing here? I said, well, I'm speaking at a conference. What you speaking about? Well, I'm speaking about EMF radiation. He said, is there really some truth to that? And I began to show him my technology, and I began to test him right there at the vending machine. Matter of fact, I tested him with my Coke. I tested him with my crackers because it came out of an electrical vending machine. I said, this stuff has got a radioactive charge, and I'm going to have to discharge it before I can even eat it. And he stood there and laughed. He said, lady, either you're from outer space and you got a wild imagination. Well, when I showed him the effects of EMF radiation, he said, can this stuff make you lose your balance? I said, yes, it can. He said, you know what happened to me the other night? He said, the wildest thing happened to me. I made a stop. I pulled someone off the highway that was speeding. He said, I had to make an arrest. And he said, I went to grab for something, and he said, I started falling backwards. I was losing my balance and falling backwards. And he said, my balance is really off. And he said, I was really concerned about what was going on. I said, you need to have your doctor evaluate you for loss of trace minerals and also to see if you have developed electromagnetic hypersensitivity. I said, because there are ways he can test that. There are lab, like sedimentation rates, that he can do lab work to see if you have sustained inflammation at the cell level. But I began to think about that, so of course I gave him some nanos. I said, well, let me retrofit, give you these nanos, put this in your cell phone, put these in your shoes, tell me if it works for you. Well, I showed him immediately it worked for his cell phone. But he called me about 2 days later. He said, you know what? I've been feeling so much better since I wore that in my shoe. He said, I lost one of them. He said, how do I get another one? I said, well, you know, you can just get it off the website. But ladies and gentlemen, we're gathered on this radio show tonight, and I have a heavy-laden heart because I know what it's like to lose someone that you love. I've lost both of my parents. I've lost many loved ones that were close to me. that I love so deeply at a level that the loss of them made my soul ache. It gave me physical pain that put me in the bed for a couple of days. And I just want to have a moment of prayer on this show tonight, because our nation is in shock. Hatred has become so profuse that it's creating an impulse to kill. Black people killing white people. White people killing black people. Black people killing black people. Yellow people killing yellow people. Everybody killing each other. And no one is paying attention to the fact the suicide rate among our babies, 5 years to 11 years old, is increasing across the spectrum of race. Our children are so stressed out. Their theta and alpha wave energy are at risk for being so low, they would rather choose death than life. Hello, somebody. Wake up, America. They want to talk about me being a voodoo priestess and trying to slander my name because they don't understand, number one, I'm anointed by God. I'm a board-certified registered nurse. I'm a board-certified environmental health physicist. I've suffered breast cancer. I've suffered a stroke. I had a son with brain injury. I know the suffering from environmental illnesses, and I applaud Blue Cross Blue Shield. Because Blue Cross Blue Shield now accepts electromagnetic hypersensitivity. They classify it under idiopathic environmental illnesses. But we got to ask this big question. The research documents that electromagnetic field radiation can create all kinds of mental illness, anxiety, depression, rage. Read the BioInitiative report. Read about electromagnetic, electroconvulsive therapy for people with rage and in manic states of rage. I'm asking God to supernaturally intervene, because this is the strategy. This is the strategy. Love never fails. Kind regard never fails. I looked over the reports over the last 7 years. It's been a tremendous sacrifice to do what I have done. I literally lived out of a suitcase and in the homes of all kinds of Americans, white Americans. In fact, I went to a part of Minnesota, they didn't even have any hotels. Some of my friends were afraid for me to be there. They were afraid for me to be there because I was an African American. They thought the people would kill me for going up there where there was no ethnic diversity of race. And I had the privilege to spend 2 days in the home of a German-American family. I went there. I only saw that they needed help. I only heard the man's cry. He said, I'm getting ready to lose my farm, my family farm that's been in the family for 40 years. I'm an organic dairy farmer. I built a brand new 77,000 square foot home, like crazy, 7 bedrooms on this property. I have a huge antenna, a manure barn. I have 75 dairy cattle. And 27 of my cattle have mastitis. And I got a letter. I've spent $50,000. I've replaced the entire electrical system in the barn. But my wife is sick. My cattle are sick. And now I'm getting ready to lose the legacy that's been in my family for 40 years. His wife had been calling me for 2 years. Doc, my husband doesn't believe what you do. I said, well, listen, miss, I'm not here to fight you. Get an instrument. You get this Stetzer meter, and you measure out your house, the microstructure in your house. You call me and tell me the number. She was sick, fibromyalgia. Body was riddled in pain. Young woman, not even, she was like 45 years old. She said, I can hardly help my husband to do the farm work. And she called me back and said, our numbers are between 1,200 and 1,700. I said, you found your problem, man. Your microsurge should not be more than 40 BMUs of radiation or 0.42 milligauss of radiation. Well, my husband doesn't believe in you. I said, miss, listen, I've never been where you are. I don't know you. But I will help you. I will help you. A total stranger said, well, here's my credit card. Make your travel expenses. Charge your airline. Order the supplies that you need. She said, we have an electrician here on the farm. I got on a plane to go see people. I didn't even know what they looked like. I texted my friend when we passed over Chicago. I said, hey, I'm in your neighborhood. I'm about 2 hours outside of Minneapolis. He said, where are you? He said, I'm going to a place called Melrose. He said, are you crazy? Them people could kill you up there and put you in a lake, and who would ever know? They got all these lakes up there. I said, I'm going because God is sending me to these people. I'm going because they are hurting. The man is getting ready to lose his farm. I don't know if I can help him. But the man said I could use his farm. I could put my technology everywhere. See if it would help because he's down to his last 6 months or 90 days, I forget what the letter said, before the people come and shut his farm down. I got at the airport and I realized I had sent them a picture of me. They had been on the website for 2 years. They knew what I looked like, but I did not know what they looked like. I said, oh, my God, I'm up here in Minnesota, and I don't know what these people look like. Do you know God is so awesome? I heard the Spirit of God say to me in a still small voice. He said, well, call the people and let them know you're here. I called the farmhouse. The daughters answered the phone. They said, oh, yeah, Dr. Lolly, they're coming to pick you up in a blue Sequoia, so you at least know what car to look for. Well, I didn't see no blue Sequoia, but then the Spirit of God said to me, just start waving. I'm waving in the airport, not knowing who I'm waving to, not knowing what I'm waving, and all of a sudden, not a blue Sequoia, but a gray, like a Suburban, pulled up in front of me. They said, Dr. Lolly, we see you made it here. Can you imagine that? I didn't even know what the people looked like. The daughters tell me they're in a blue Sequoia. They pull up in front of, in a Suburban. Now, this is what blew them away, because love has a way. When you just want to help somebody, love has a way of working it all out. Love has a way of clarifying the details, giving you the GPS, giving you the people to help you along the way. That's why I love Nathan on the spot. I love Ida Morse. I love Rod. I love Mario. I love Jock. I love Nick. I love all these people. I love Roy Johnson. I love Carlos. I love my sons. I love my grandbabies. I love my sisters. I love the pops of my church. I love my cousins. Because so many people have labored when I had nothing. When I had nothing, people pay for train tickets, plane tickets. They pay for technology. We gave the Cleveland Clinic. We have given the Cleveland Clinic over $12,000 worth of technology to have two health fairs where they gave away over 400 units of our technology, testing people with electromagnetic hypersensitivity. When I saw how much we had given for those health fairs, we had given the technology to be given away. We had trained people to go in there to run the health stations that we had to check cell phone radiation, electromagnetic. I practically fell back because people brought the technology and donated it back to me to take to give away to people. I am because you are. I am because God is. And when we got to the farm, I began to feel the love of God around me. We were going down the street, and I said, "My, you have a beautiful farm." They said, "How did you know this was our farm?" I said, "Because I saw it in a dream, and it's like I've been here before." And it was really crazy because as we walked that farm, God showed me where the problems were in the man's electric system. He said, "My cows are so hypersensitive, Dr. Lally, you cannot go in the cow barn, the milk barn." I said, "Honey, I got to go in the milk barn because I don't know nothing about cows. But if I can touch the cow, God will show me how to make the harmonic. If I can just touch the leg of the cow." I felt like the woman with the issue of blood, if I could touch the hem of Jesus. I said, "Because I don't know what to do for a cow. I got to touch the cow to figure it out." The wildest thing was, I'm not a movie watcher, really. And if it doesn't really have a title that's been on TV, I'm really not drawn to it. But a woman in my church with schizophrenia, she wore this flat battery in her shoe. She said it gave her mental clarity and stability. She came rushing up to me before I left, maybe a week before I left. She said, "You got to watch this movie about Temple Grandin." That's another assignment for everybody on here, on the line tonight. Temple Grandin, mother went to Harvard, and she had autism. Today she directs some type of entity for the cattle for McDonald's on their farms out in Colorado. But she had to overcome autism, and there is a part of the movie where she starts talking to cows. So when the farmer says, "You can't go in here because my cows are very sensitive, they'll fall down, they'll crap all over, they won't produce the milk, they don't like strangers in the barn," I said, "These cows are not going to do any of this because I'm going to talk to them and I'm going to comfort them and they're going to work with me." And he looked at me, and it was this faith ignited in him. He knew that God was with us, because this was a praying German Catholic family, people who were devout to gentleness, kindness. You never seen a family work like a fine symphony. I mean, these kids got up at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning and milked 80 cows. They were responsible for putting the robotics in place to milk these 80 cows before they went to school. I'm talking about work ethic. There must have been 6 or 7 kids in this home. We went into the milk center, and they had a little trough where you walk down up underneath the cow to set these little electrical robotic instruments on the udders of the cows. He said, "Oh, Dr. Lally, these cows might crap all over you down here." I said, "Honey, it won't be the first time somebody's crapped on me." And I said to the cows, I said, ladies, my name is Dr. Lally. I don't want nobody being nervous in here. I don't want nobody falling out. I don't want nobody crapping because I've got to touch your leg to figure out how are we going to build this system for you." And to his amazement, not one cow did anything. They looked at each other as if to say, "Okay, we got this. We're going to be cooperative." And they were fully cooperative, coming in the stalls, letting me touch their leg. And I showed the farmer. I said, this is going to be so miraculous. I had never been in a milking center before. I said, keep these cattle that you just milked. Keep them in here. I want to have a comparison. Now bring the new group in. When we touched the cow after they milked them, those cows were holding so much static that when the farmer went to touch the leg and I did a muscle test on him and a 2-finger Bedore test on him, he became imbalanced and lost energy. Then we retrofitted the milking units that went on the second set of cows that came in. We also tested the first set of milk that came out of the cow. When he held a container of about 16 ounces of that milk in his hand, it took the energy out of him. Why? Because that milk was milked by an electrical device. Electricity can put static in food. And so then we retrofitted the milking system, and then we tested the cows. The cows were able to resist absorbing that static. They were strong. And when the farmer touched the cows in the second group that had the bioharmonic on, he became strong. And I said, so now this is the litmus test. Let's see the quality of milk that comes out of these cows now. The milk had so much energy in it that the farmer became balanced and strong when he held that milk, and he got so excited. He said, the energetics of this milk will produce excellent cheese and butter. And that's when he said, Dr. Lally, I have seen everything, but I have never seen anything like this. Let's get this system put in. And I was dumbfounded when he contacted me. Oh, before I tell you about what happened a week later. After we worked about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning on this barn and we did the house, the next day they had a big party. They invited friends and family over to meet me. And I said, well, what gave you the confidence to call me, all the people? He said, well, Doc, we had spent all this money. Nothing else worked. And we were at Thanksgiving, because this was like in January, February. We were at Thanksgiving, and everybody had these cell phones charging. And my wife was trying to convince me that I was a hard sell. So she bought a dowser machine. She doused everybody's cell phone, and the dowser reacted. But when they got to the last cell phone, it would not douse. It would not react. And we said, well, whose cell phone is this? It was my sister. It was her phone. She had heard you speak in Chicago. She brought one of those flat batteries about a year ago. Her phone would not douse. And I said, if it does that for a cell phone, maybe it's the hope of what we need for this farm. So when I called the farmer 1 week later, he was so ecstatic with joy. He's like, Dr. Lally, I can't believe this. I had a cow that had black mastitis. The udder of the cow was black. He said, I've done everything for 18 months to get this cow well. He said, do you know the cow has healed? 7 days. 70% of these cattle were healed from mastitis. She was the sickest one healing in 7 days. To heal all 27 of them, I believe it took 3 weeks. There was 2 cattle that just drug on. Most of the cattle, 90% of them were healed within a 10-day window, but there was a couple that lingered on to about 3 weeks. But the main thing is the farm was saved. And the farm was saved because of the gracious hand of God upon my life. And I said, God, if you can use me as an instrument, if you will save me and save my children, then you can use me, God, to save the nation. And my hairdresser helped me to be where I am today, speaking on this radio show, sharing my information with the world, trying to work with doctors and nurses, training them now on how to retrofit environments, how to discern nanotechnology. There's so much stuff coming out now to block EMF radiation because now the Washington Post ran an article that had definitive research in it that said cell phones do cause cancer. I sent that article to several of you, and I've got a number of responses from you. Yes, cell phones do cause cancer, brain cancer. And so now that we know, we've got some solid information, we have an opportunity to serve, to knock on doors telling people, get your house checked, get your head off the wall, and check your bed. Unplug unnecessary electrical items in your bedroom, sleep with your head at the foot of the bed. We have the opportunity to be angels of mercy, telling mommies with newborn babies, pull that crib off the wall, unplug unnecessary electrical things, check the baby's crib, and put your hand on the crib. If you lose energy, that baby could lose energy. And so what you need to do is call an electrohealth physicist, an environmental health physicist, a nanoelectric specialist, get your house retrofitted. If you're not in my area, or you can call me at 800-615-0456, 800-615-0456. Somebody will get back to you regarding a program or a plan or the products that you need to retrofit a nursery. We got a whole program coming out for retrofitting nurseries. But we have the opportunity to be love. Love works when we care about our neighbors, when we educate people about the environment. I know I'm a little winded tonight because I'm full of emotion, but I want to pray before we get off this line. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus, we ask that you cover Dallas, Texas. Cover the entire United States, Canada, Mexico. God, rock your love all the way around the world. We command peace to be still. We command these storms of electromagnetic radiation to be still. By the might of your love, blanket us, God. Because we are created by you. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. You made the black man, the white man, the red man. You made the purple man, God. You made the brown man. You made green space creatures and blue space creatures. The entire elements of the universe. Because of your love for us. You are Jehovah Ra'ah. The God who shepherds us, the God who will reveal to us great mysteries of inventions. Father God, we can still be living in caves. Father, walking on our left and right Cadillac, our feet. But you have allowed the evolution of your mercy and grace to be such that we have jets to ride in, God. We have cars to drive. We have highways and freeways. We have all kinds of entities. We even have cars that drive themselves just to enhance safety for our lives. How awesome are you, oh great Jehovah God, the love of the universe. And when Moses asked you to reveal yourself to him, you shattered expectations when you said, Moses, I am goodness. So, Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus, I release your grace on this line to the mountains and the lies and the horrific tales of racism, of hatred that has been lifted against me, lifted against in this nation. Father God, we deploy Psalm 68 as a drone because it declares you're the sovereignty of families. You break every chain. Father God, I release the might of your love to cover the earth. Cover the families that's on this radio station tonight. Cover the whole city of Dallas, the police force. Cover the parents, Father God, of that young man who took that rifle and took so many lives. Pour out your love, Father God. Pour out your love. Pour out your grace. Pour out your grace. Pour out your wisdom. Give us strategies to love one another. Because your word decrees and declares in Proverbs chapter 3 that if we want good success, if we want peaceful communities, if we want happy families, if we want good enterprise, there are two things we absolutely have to do. We have to master a craft, a skill, and be diligent to perfect it, excellent in service. And then we have to temper that skill with kindness. Father God, we ask you to release your kindness on the earth. We ask you to release your spirit of gentleness on the earth. We ask you, God, to stir up the spirit of honor. Let it begin in the home. Let it begin by sanctifying the words of our mouth. Strengthen us that everything we speak, let it be wholesome and life-giving. Singe every negative word, cursing word in our mouths, God. Because we all are sacred. We were chosen from our mother's womb. We came in first place, second place, third place, fourth place, fifth place. We came into the earth. Therefore, we are chosen to be good. We're chosen to be merciful. We're chosen to preserve this beautiful earth. The heavens, the air that we breathe. We're chosen to keep the air quality excellent. So when we take a deep breath, it gives us life instead of taking life from us. God, we're chosen to be good stewards of radiation, Father God, to set forth limits and good governance so that we're not frying ourselves and cooking ourselves by high electromagnetic fields. We're chosen, God. God, we are chosen to make sure the way we're using household chemicals do not damage the DNA in our men so that the second generation born of them is not born with cancer from the womb. We are chosen. So now, God, I'm asking you to be magnified in us. Be glorified in us. Let your spirit of love and wisdom guide us. Father God, we release Psalm chapter 70 like a drone. Put our enemies to confusion, God. Frustrate the plans of those that seek to destroy us. Let your kingdom come and let your will be done. Heal the minds. Comfort the minds of people, Father God, who have lost their mind, who have low theta and alpha waves. Father God, we rebuke the elements of the earth. We're asking you to balance the elements of the earth. Heal those who are mentally ill around the world from environmental elements. Now, I thank you, God, that no word spoken, that we have stirred the mind, heart, soul of everybody on this line tonight, and that they get off this line as worshipers unto you, saying, God, guide me. Saying, God, lead me. Father God, we're in the same shoes as Martin Luther King. When he had a dream, he dreamed a dream to put forth a vision that we could love one another for the content of character. We could lift one another. We could stir the hope of nations. Yes, God, be magnified in us. In the name of Lord Jesus, we decree it is so in your heavens. And we decree it is so in the earth. And we call for the resources, God, men and women who will give into this movement.
so that the children, like Destiny, like Haley, like Morgan, that use these nanotechnologies to manage their seizures can be supported by clinical trials. We thank you for the clinical trial going on in New York to supporting Destiny in her journey. But there's so much more work that needs to be done, and I cannot do it all, God. I just want to be faithful to do my little part. But I thank you that the walls of Jericho are destroyed, and you shut up the mouths of the accusers. Father God, I'm asking you to break the hook of Leviathan and bring forth the resources that the environmental needs of our children, of our families, can be incorporated into the insurance companies, God. You're able to do it, and you're able to get it done. In Jesus' name it is so, I decree it is so, amen. Good night, everyone. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being on the line. Continue to lift up our nation, our president. Lift up your family. God, let every family on this line that's represented be healed and be whole in Jesus' name. Father God, I speak a supernatural intervention of negating, Father God, and neutralizing any chemicals, balancing EMF radiation, and the families that are represented on this line, and their children and their grandchildren. I decree and declare that no man, the seed and the DNA of no man on this line, God, will be damaged to affect and create cancer in the second generation born. I thank you that you're doing it, the exceeding, because you are the majestic God. It is so. In Jesus' name, amen. Good night, everyone. Good night. Wonderful call, Dr. Lally. Wonderful call.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm you have called me. Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. Has called me to this passage, and I follow, though I'm worn. May this journey bring a blessing. May I rise.
As I go.